Orban will become even more aggressive in attacking the media. Business leaders who don't support his agenda will face new pressures. He will double down on his bid to close the Soros-founded Central European University, where anti-Orban protests have been common. But it's the question of migrants that has come to define Orban's political persona. In September 2015, as hundreds of thousands of people flowed from the Middle East and North Africa toward Europe, EU interior ministers approved a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the continent to help ease the burden on countries like Greece and Italy. Despite dissenting votes from Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Romania. Although the small populations of these countries meant they were asked to accept relatively small numbers of migrants, Orban and others immediately objected. After the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris in 2015, Orban promised to keep Hungary as Hungary. As a candidate, Orban warned of infiltration by Islamic invaders. That strategy seems to be working. And, fresh from a landslide victory, Orban will continue to insist that Hungary, where less than 6% of the population is foreign-born, will never admit migrants with different cultural characteristics and backgrounds. Orban may also move to write rejection of the EU quota system into Hungary's constitution. In response, the EU could cut funds to Hungary from the Union's next budget. But tougher punishments, like stripping the country of its EU voting rights, require a unanimous vote from EU members, and East European states aligned with Hungary will vote no. Hungary, Poland, and probably Italy will now have Eurosceptic governments that can undermine a push by France's Macron and Germany's Merkel to reform the Eurozone, manage relations with Russia, and find a lasting solution to the migrant crisis. The Union's East-West divisions are becoming harder to ignore.